Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know how old everybody is out there. I'll kind of review with you guys who's in what generation for some of you that aren't really too sure. But, you know, when I yell at my kids that the music is too loud in their car, right, you know, and they give me an okay boomer, okay, I'm like, wait a second, I'm not a baby boomer. I'm like, I don't know what to tell them. They're talking about that, okay? I'm a Generation Xer. Or if grandma says, you need to quit vaping, you're like, okay, boomer. Okay, boomer is a term that you guys are going to start hearing a lot. In fact, William Shatner, a lot of the young people are like, who? For us, we're like, okay, that's Star Trek, dude. That's Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk got into it with somebody who basically okay boomered him. And he's not even a baby boomer. I think he was born in the 30s. So you guys are going to start seeing this little fight, this little war. And there's always generation wars. You know, I mean, I looked at my parents as what the hell, you know, and my grandparents as what the hell. I thought my generation was the generation. Okay, I'm like, you know, no. Okay, you moonwalk, right, and you sing, you sing Michael Jackson, okay? That's good music, all right? That's music. They're like, okay, no. I remember when Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. That was good music. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And that's when we would have probably been like, okay, boomer. But we didn't do that because back then, if we did any talk to the hand or any okay boomer, we would have lost our teeth. So we really couldn't talk to our family like that. But the millennials and the Generation Zers, who I love because I taught so many of them and they're just amazing, are kind of fighting back. They're sick of being called the baby busters or the, you know, entitled generation. And these millennials and Generation Zers have it really, really tough. And it stinks because every time I tell my kids, because my kids are Generation Zers, I'm like, look, you guys have it, you do have it tougher than we did. You didn't have it tougher in the family because, you know, we did. We grew up poor. We grew up, you know, you guys have a lot of things that we didn't have. But in terms of society, you know, before I could finish that, they go, yeah, we have it tougher than you guys. I'm like, okay, no. You didn't grow up in post-Holocaust days, so just back it down a little bit. But let's just quickly review everybody's generation. So those born between 1928 and 1945 is called the silent generation or traditionalists. The baby boomers were born between 1946 and 1964. Now, before I say that, 1946 and 1964, let me just preface and say I always thought a baby boomer, because when I was in school, again, back in the 80s, they described as anybody that was born as a result of a soldier coming home on leave. You had a bunch of soldiers go out there. When they got leave and they came back, they had baby-making sex, and babies were made. And my parents, who were born in 42 and 44, called themselves baby boomers. So I think they changed the baby boomer year somewhere in the 90s because a lot of baby boomers aren't baby boomers anymore. And they're like, wait a second, I've always been called a baby boomer. I was called a baby boomer in the 50s and the 60s. So, if you're out there and you were born in 42 and you call yourself a baby boomer, I'm fine with that. I love you guys. Whatever the baby boomers want, they're good with. Generation Xers, which is me, was born between 65 and 1980. Okay, so even though I try to say I was born in the 80s, I wasn't. So I'm a Generation Xer. Millennials were born between 81 and 96. That's a huge, very, very significant decade range because that means they were alive enough to remember September 11th and they were really able to feel a recession. So the millennials, I think, are traumatized because of when they were born and how old they were when the new millennium had all the stuff that happened. And then you have the post-millennials or the Generation Zers, which were born after 1997. So my kids, which were born in this millennium, they're Generation Zers. So, you know, there's always, shall we say, little generation wars. I mean, I'm sure the traditionalists and the silent generation were really ticked off at the hippie generation. But a lot of the people that were in the 60s that were teenagers and, you know, partying it up in the 60s were baby boomers. And so the generation before them thought the baby boomers had it easy and that the baby boomers were entitled. And now the baby boomers feel like the younger generation have entitled. So what ticks off a baby boomer? Well, baby boomers get really, really upset when they see younger people upset about their internet bandwidth, you know? Okay, because they grew up in families who were post-war, post-depression, post-Holocaust, and they're like, what the hell are you guys talking about, okay? You know, so what, your internet doesn't work. Okay, we didn't have food on the table. So that kind of ticks off a baby boomer. Another thing that ticks off a baby boomer is blaming the recession, blaming our Medicare issues on them. There's so many baby boomers that now Medicare is going to be defunct and we're using all these tax dollars. And when the recession hit, there was a lot of blame put on Social Security, Medicare cost, hence boomers. And that really ticks them off because they have worked most of their lives to put money into the system. So that's going to tick a boomer off. Another thing that's going to tick a boomer off is when you use incorrect grammar. Because in the baby boomer age, you really had to bust a move knowing your grammar. You got smacked on your wrist if your I did not come before E except after C. So baby boomers are a little upset that we're losing our grammar. We're losing a lot of the arts. We're losing a lot of our concept on what is really a tragedy. Yet the millennials are frustrated and Generation Zs are frustrated because they don't have clear pictures of their future. They don't have clear pictures of jobs. They have no idea. If any of them are going into medicine right now, they have absolutely no idea what medicine is going to look like in 2 years, let alone 5 or 10 years. College costs are high. Apartments are expensive. Everything's expensive. And they just saw what happened with the recession. So all the planning that their parents taught them in the 90s, etc., all went out the door because everybody got screwed during the recession. So millennials are scared. So, you know, don't do this okay boomer or this, you know, millennials don't, you know, aren't entitled. I think we all can find some common ground. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. No, I have not seen Terminator yet. It's interesting. Yeah, one of my listeners asked if I've seen it yet. I guess he remembers that I basically watched every Terminator movie. I like the Terminator movies. They originated in the 80s. And here we are 30 years later with, geriatric Terminator, which, and he's doing a good job, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know if he goes, I'll be back. I don't know if he could do that. My son could do an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. Get to the chopper! My son will speak to me in Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, in fact, he wants a GPS done in Arnold Schwarzenegger. Isn't it like a Morgan Freeman GPS, right? My husband likes the British women. Or the Australian women, turn left. He's like, oh my gosh, I gotta turn left. I'm like, I've been telling you to turn left the whole time. Well, actually, I tell him to go right, but that's between you and me. But on the tour today, we're like, turn left now. We have to really get a GPS going with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think that'd be awesome, and I think my son could do a great job with that. So, no, I have not seen the Terminator movies. From what I'm hearing, it's okay. You know, it's not a sinker. It's okay. You know, girl power and stuff, which kind of now, you know, pervades a lot of movies. Girl power, not sure if that is the way to go with the Terminator movie because, you know, it's not supposed to be again about politics, but they say it's okay, so I'll see it. I'm gonna try to see it this weekend. I'll give you guys my review, but you know they just keep rehashing old movies and making them better, and I mean it sells. You know, you tell me there's a Terminator movie or a Raiders of the Lost Ark sequel or a Star Wars sequel, I'm there. Even a Jurassic Park sequel, I will. I love the first one so much that you just hope that the remaining ones are good. But we also need, like, some new stories. Some, you know, new... Or, you know what, if you really want it, like, okay, I'm kind of excited about Midway. I'm hearing Midway isn't going to be that good because they're going to do, like, what they did with Pearl Harbor, where they're going to throw some sort of fictional story in there and some lovey-dovey stuff and, you know, somebody gets pregnant or I don't know what the hell. You know, but I really, really like, you know, movies that where you learn history from. I love reenactments of history. I just think that stuff is cool. So I do want to see Midway, definitely, so I might see that also. All right. Okay, so Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All bill has been the topic of conversation. I don't know if she's leading the polls. I haven't been watching. Maybe you guys know who's ahead. Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. Just watch. Michelle Obama's in the waiting, ready to probably... But that's kind of what you do. You put your name in last after everybody else can kind of destroy each other and they want somebody fresh. So I really think Michelle Obama's running. I just do. And even though I have nothing to base that on, it's just ever since, you know, Obama left office, I think the Obama family felt there was more they could do and more they want to do. And Michelle Obama's a very, very intelligent woman. You know, very strong, and I think could handle the presidency. I don't know if I'd agree with her politics, if it's anything like her husband's. But, you know, while we in the media sit here and dissect everything that Biden does and Elizabeth Warren does, just know that there's people out there, you know, waiting to throw their hat in the ring. But Bill Gates, who, you know, usually, I don't think gets too involved in politics unless it's, you know, supporting a lot of Democratic philosophies, actually had some criticism of Elizabeth Warren's plan for tax on the super rich. It's about time a journalist actually asks some of the rich people how they really, really feel about some of these taxes. He actually had some criticism. He's a philanthropist, as you know, Microsoft founder. He says it's going to stifle business innovation in America. That's a very Republican, conservative sort of thinking. People always ask me, why is Hollywood, why are wealthy people Democrat? Where does that, why is that? And I, you know, what is the psychology? Well, I mean, okay, you know, if you're making millions upon millions and millions of dollars, and you already budget that you're going to be giving X amount to charity, or X amount to whatever, and your jobs are based on popularity. You know, I can't tell you how many actors have said they've had issues because their Republican-leaning or conservative-leaning screwed them in Hollywood. I'm not going to mention them all, but, you know, with the exception of Clint Eastwood, many of them have struggled once they've kind of made their politics known. Jerry Doyle even said, and may he rest in peace. And so if you are trying to keep your popularity and the growing trend in Hollywood and the, you know, the masses are liberal and you're like, well, you know, I have millions right now and I have X amount of my budget to donate or whatever, whether it's taxed, whether it's donated, it's a win-win. And if the popular thing is to go for, I don't know, Joe Smith, then we are going to, we'll back Joe Smith. And again, I don't want to accuse every actor of thinking like that. But it is so taboo in Hollywood to be pro-Trump that even if they vote for Trump, they may publicly be out there going, oh, yeah, we think, you know, we should do all that. Because remember, they will be attacked for being rich unless they look like they are pro, you know, low-income, you know, families and low-income causes, which we all are, by the way. Republicans are pro, conservatives are pro low-income causes as well. I mean, nobody wants poverty. Nobody wants sickness. Nobody wants people without health insurance. I mean, and the media makes it appear that the conservatives do. But Hollywood never wants to look like Wall Street, even though Hollywood makes more money than Wall Street. So how do they do it? They look like from day one, they're on the liberal side. So somebody finally asked Bill Gates, what do you think about Warren's plan on taxing the super rich? And under the original plan, I think before Warren's policy change, households with a net worth between $50 million and $1 billion are charged a wealth tax, 2%. That's going to rise to 3%. For any households who have over $1 billion net worth. Now, people are like, okay, well, boo-hoo on somebody who has a net worth of, you know, $50 million. Well, yeah, they're rich. They, you know, people think, okay, well, they could just give more. Well, remember, you're not wealthy because you're in the habit of giving. You're wealthy because you know how to budget crunch and you have multiple businesses, and you have a very diversified portfolio. And so since you really can't take the money out of your franchises or out of the businesses that you own or out of the assets that you have in those businesses, remember, I mean, if you're worth $50 million and you have a building that is a $50 million building that has furniture and all that, you know, I mean, if you have a, you know, a building in New York, yeah, you're probably wealthy, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have a lot of money in the bank. Last week, Ms. Warren suggested doubling the rate from 3% to 6% if you're worth over $1 billion. So the average voter is like, fine by me. But Bill Gates hit back. This was during a New York Times interview, Deal Brook Conference in New York on Wednesday. And he said, I'm all for super progressive tax systems. I've paid over $10 billion in taxes. He said, I've paid more than anyone in taxes. If I had to pay $20 billion, that's fine. But when you say I should pay $100 billion, then I'm starting to do a little math about what I have left over. You really want the incentive system to be there without threatening that. Now, Bill Gates is the second richest person in the world, according to Forbes magazine. He has a net worth of $1.6.2 billion. And when asked if he'd be willing to meet with her about the policy, he said he wasn't sure that Ms. Warren would sit down with somebody who has large amounts of money. Ms. Warren said she'd love to meet him. So I find that very, very interesting that somebody who's, you know, more liberal-leaning basically spoke like any conservative would. You have to have incentive out there. He's fine with paying taxes and donating, and he's very philanthropic. But you start to just vilify people who are rich, you're gonna make people want to hide the money, or you're gonna have people out there, which a lot do, going, you know what? If I make under this amount, I pay less taxes, so why don't I just take a couple more days off work? Can't tell you how many people fell into that with some of the Obama tax rules. So, very interesting. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The public phase of the House impeachment inquiry begins next week. Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin discusses the whistleblower who kicked off the entire inquiry.
The Whistleblower Protection Act is different for the intelligence community. It's one I'm really not dealing with. But again, is it reasonable for an anonymous informant to remain anonymous when you're lodging these kinds of charges against the President of the United States that are going to blow up into an impeachment inquiry? That's not a reasonable expectation on the part of a whistleblower.
There's been a lot of talk as to the whistleblower's identity and if President Trump should be able to face his accuser. Vice President Mike Pence is putting the Trump-Pence ticket in play for next year's New Hampshire presidential primary.
I couldn't be more honored on behalf of the President of the United States to add his name to the ballot. We look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. San Diego was reporting a third death from the flu so far this year, and we just started November. County officials announced Wednesday they received reports of a county's third person to die of flu-related causes since the 2019-2020 flu season began. And we're just talking San Diego. It was an 80-year-old man. He died November 1st, according to San Diego County Health and Human Services Agency. He had received the season's flu vaccine prior to his death and had additional medical conditions. The county has confirmed 58 flu cases this week, nearly double the 30 from previous week, and county health officials have already confirmed 4 to 20 flu cases this season overall. We don't exactly know why the other ones died and what else they had, and that data doesn't seem to be released that quickly. You would think they would release it quicker than would think. And a big question people ask is, well, what exactly was the cause of death? Was it a heart attack? Was it pneumonia? You know, but we could assume somebody had the flu, and then a complication arose from that. Flu rarely kills in and of itself, but it could put you at risk of a pneumonia, put you at risk for heart disease. If I could reiterate, experts are predicting a bad flu season. Why are they predicting it to be bad? Well, because we think the main strain is the H3N2. The H3N2 is known, infamous for its pandemics. The H3N2 was the one that gave us that very, very nasty flu season 2 years ago. And the World Health Organization said our flu shot may be a mismatch this year, where we did right by having H3N2 and H1N1 and all that, but the strain might have evolved before we finished making the flu shot. And we tried to stall. We tried to stall as long as we could, but we had to basically pooper get off the pot in February of this year based on what we thought was going to affect Australia and go from there to make our flu vaccine, because it takes about 6 months, and then have it on the market by September. So they're expecting this flu shot to be, you know, a rough one. Still get the flu shot, okay? You know, a flu shot can still protect you. Even if it ends up being 16% effective or 30% effective, that means it still protects 16% of the time, 30% of the time, it's still better than nothing. So find where you can get the flu shot. The 2017-18 season was the one that had the 79,400 deaths. About 80,000 people died. 2018 to 2019, I don't know if we have those numbers. It was less than the year before, but remember, the year before was the H3N2, whereas last year the predominant strain was the H1N1. So, get your flu shot. Anybody over the age of 6 months? If you're a baby under the 6 months, you can't get the flu shot. If you want the nasal spray, the flu mist, you got to be at least 2 years old, and you can't be pregnant. If you are pregnant, have a chronic condition, you got to get the flu shot. Can't get the nasal spray. All right, in happier news, let's talk about Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola has two new holiday sodas. They have a cinnamon Coke and a winter spiced cranberry Sprite. So they have new flavors for the holidays. They say this is the first time the company has offered a special holiday flavor of Coke in the United States. For some of you going, really? What did they do last year? I don't think they did anything last year. I don't think they've ever rolled out holiday sodas. They say, we want to give consumers who love and enjoy Coke during the holidays a new and exciting way to get into the holiday spirit with a flavor that complements the season. I want to try it just because I do love Coca-Cola. I do. I shouldn't. But I'm looking at this going, I just need to see what it tastes like. Coca-Cola, I guess, has been in flavor overdrive. They had released, according to WDAM, Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. In 2020, this, be prepared for, there's going to be a Coke Energy. There's going to be a Cherry Vanilla Coke and a Cherry Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. I do like Cherry Vanilla. I like that taste. But this Jolt is going to be interesting. Also, Coca-Cola is going to have a new sparkling water brand with a jolt of caffeine. People want caffeine. You know, remember there was a stall in people making caffeine-related drinks because of the alleged deaths from Monster or Jolt or some of the other ones that were out there. I think one was even taken off the market. And then vaping kind of took over and got really huge. If I was a soda company and I, you know, am seeing the writing on the wall with what's happening with vaping and what are kids going to do if they can't get their vaping and their nicotine, they're going to go back to caffeine. So a lot of these companies are going to infuse caffeine. We're not solving any crisis when we go after tobacco or go after obesity or go after vaping. We just shunt people over to other crises or addictions or whatnot. Coca-Cola has unveiled a new sparkling water line, a first new brand in more than a decade. It's going to launch AHA on March 2nd. I don't know. I'm reading this from CNBC. It says AHA. They say the announcement comes as American consumption of soda continues to fall, forcing Coke and its rival PepsiCo to invest more in marketing of their legacy soda brands and think of healthier alternatives. So flavored sparkling water is the big thing. People now drink seltzer, sparkling water or seltzer. I can't stand the taste. But everybody seems to be drinking that instead of soda pop because they want the bubbles and they want a little flavor. So in 2018, bottled sparkling water volume grew by 26% to 531 million gallons. And so LaCroix is owned by National Beverage, was a leader. Now it's losing market shares because you have Spindrift and other companies. Pepsi has a bubbly brand. And Coke has AHA, I guess two of AHA flavors, citrus and green tea, black cherry and coffee, will contain added caffeine. AHA will be sold in cans and not bottles. I don't know much about these because I don't really buy a lot of soda. I don't buy a lot of caffeinated drinks. Every now and then I'll have a Red Bull, a sugar-free Red Bull. And I got to tell you guys something about Red Bull. The Red Bull, you know, it has a nice little sleek look to it. It's small. You can put your hand around it. It always feels kind of cool. It tastes pretty good, even the sugar-free. And they're very, very easy to drink quickly, which is why you got to really be careful because you get that jolt of caffeine as opposed to coffee, which has the same amount of caffeine you drink. Caffeine you drink slower. But a Red Bull exploded once in my backpack. And the color residue, the residue that was left, almost reminded me of some sort of acidic substance I used to work with in chemistry class. And I really should do like a pH test on these drinks. I think they are acidic in nature because they use carbonic acid and phosphoric acid to make the bubbles. But, you know, this idea of, well, we should avoid acids and be more basic, I still think that's true. And just be very careful with a lot of these bubble drinks. Seltzer should be neutral, but I wouldn't be surprised if it kind of weighs a little bit more acidic. And we probably do need to get these pH strips. That's a great marketing idea. Market some pH strips. Get some pH strips and market them so people can check their food. But again, we got to be careful of the science behind, you know, acidic foods versus, you know, do acidic foods really hurt you? Citrus. Oranges are citrusy, and I think oranges and grapefruit are very healthy. So I don't want to tell people to not eat acidic foods. But, you know, these energy drinks, one thing I notice is when I do have an energy drink, I am a few hours later very tired, and I need a nap. And I don't drink an energy drink because I'm afraid, because I don't have time to take a nap during the day. Maybe on the weekend, but my days are so busy that I don't have time to not, you know, to have to stop for a nap. So I definitely feel that coming down off of these energy drinks. And so I think they're drugs just like anything else. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's an article I found really, really fascinating where we have plagues, you know, in our past. I mean, the actual plague from Yersinia pestis. I mean, we had actual plagues that would kill millions. But some civilizations were fine. They didn't get hurt. And I guess this one author, coming from theconversation.com, looks into that. Why did some people get be protected and others not? Was it a natural immunity? Was it a way they ate? Was it a way they farmed? Was it a way they lived? So it's a really, really interesting article. I believe the authors are Sonia Ellison and Bridget Alex. They come from University of Cambridge and California State University. And so they talk about Yersinia pestis, which caused a plague. It was responsible for about 200 million deaths across human history, more than twice the casualties of World War II. And the death toll comes from three widespread epidemics, outbreaks, okay? So about 200 million people died from three different outbreaks, summing three outbreaks. One was the 6th century Justinianic plague that ravaged the Eastern Roman Empire, the 14th century Black Death that killed somewhere between 40 to 60% of the European population, and then the third pandemic, which began in China in the mid-19th century and apparently still afflicts thousands worldwide. And so they say scientists long assumed that the deadly disease began infecting humans right before the earliest epidemic, the Justinian Plague. And the Justinian Plague was 6th century. But recent paleogenetics research said that the plague had been around for much, much longer. Ancient DNA found bacteria in human skeletons as old as 49,000 years old, which meant people were contracting and dying from the plague at least 3,000 years before there was evidence of an actual epidemic of it. So they said, why didn't these earlier infections then cause pandemics themselves? Is it because nobody highlighted it in history books? Well, no. I mean, trust me, something like that would have been documented somewhere. So they think it was more lifestyle issues. So they say to identify cases of ancient plague, researchers extracted DNA from a skeleton's dental pulp chamber to search for genetic code from Y. pestis or Yersinia pestis bacteria, the bacteria that caused the plague. And they said if fossil teeth contained it, the DNA, it was safe to assume that a person died of plague. They said several studies have found plague victims who lived nearly 5,000 years ago, so more than three millennia before the first known plague epidemic, and the DNA analysis showed that even though bad bacteria evolved over time, you could still identify it. They say oldest genomes recovered belong to now an extinct lineage. You know, some have certain mutations, whatever. But they were able to still identify it. The earliest plague genome recovered with mutations dates to 1800 BC from the Samara Valley in Russia. The mutations were also identified in a skeleton from Iron Age Armenia that was dated to around 950 BC. So what that means is these bacteria and were around. And I mean, there's no shock there. Just like we were talking about HIV when we first started. You know, I mean, HIV, they believe, has been identified since, the 20s. They knew it was around then, maybe even before then. So as we take a look, they go, wait a second. If people died from it, why wasn't it a mass outbreak? So they investigated certain things that might have protected people from the plague that people during the Justinian or the Black Death didn't have. So they looked at the populations of 1800 BC, Samaria Valley, and Iron Age Armenia. Now, population density is important. If you have populations that are more nomadic, that are more spread out, it's easier to not get the plague. But in Constantinople, the capital of the Justinian Empire, you had 500,000 people population, about 140 individuals per acre. Plus, they said the staple foods, which were grain, were shipped from surrounding areas stored in large warehouses. Well, large warehouses are where rodents like to be. Not to mention flourishing trade routes could have introduced rat species. Rattus rattus from India, later identified as the main carrier of fleas, and the fleas harbored the plague. So food storage, agriculture, living conditions. And one thing they said was interesting is horses have a natural immunity to plague. And those who have regular contact with horses seem to be less susceptible. That's why a lot of people had their horse right outside their house. Well, also just like your car. Now, they say in Samaria and Armenia, the populations are more mobile, less congested than Constantinople. Little evidence for agriculture and storage of it. There were little settlements. There were shared herds. There were a lot of horse tools. Suggested that they probably had horses. Horses, again, had some natural immunity. Early Iron Age Armenia turned to have a lot of farmers as well as nomads and not a lot of, you know, again, congested populations. Now, how does this, I guess, relate then to us? Well, you know, we have flu outbreaks. Flu killed 2 years ago about 80,000 people. Do we have people in close quarters? Well, now with computers and us being able to work from home, we have a lot more separation than we used to, but we still have warehouses. We still have factories. We still have cubicles and office space. And so when we talk about you need to, you know, not go to work when you're sick, or you need to stay away from people who are sick, or you need to kind of clean your surroundings with hand sanitizer and sanitizing wipes, it's the same sort of, you know, protections that our forebrethren and previous people in, you know, millennial-old civilizations kind of did themselves, except in a different way. You know, we put our kids in these overcrowded classrooms, some 35 to 40 kids in one classroom. That's pretty compact. When kids do nap time, they sleep next to each other on mats. And so when we think, you know, we're not going to have another plague, we're not, first of all, there is a plague still going on in some countries where you do have overcrowding and population is very, very dense. We also have a food storage. We have foodborne illness still, whether it's salmonella, whether it's E. coli, whether it's somebody in a supermarket spreading hepatitis A at the deli counter. And then we take the food and then we bring it to our house. So the idea that in this day and age we're not going to see another plague or another mass pandemic is wrong. In fact, we have some sort of scenarios or risks that put us at higher risk for these. Some people will say, you know what? I had my flu shot, so I'm good. I'm invincible. No, you're not. The flu shot offers some protection. Doesn't necessarily mean you're invincible. A lot. We were talking on Michael Harrison's podcast today about STDs. He goes, why are STDs on the rise? I go, because a lot of people don't panic now getting the clap. They're like, I can always take an antibiotic, so I'm okay with that if we don't use a condom. You have people hooking up and having sex, and they don't know each other. And, you know, we try to scare people going, guys, there's syphilis out there, there's HIV, and there's HPV, and they're like, but there's medicine for that. This idea that there's medicine, and you're going to have access to medicine, and that medicine's going to work, seems to, you know, fuel this complacency people have. And whenever you have complacency, that's when things take advantage. And bacteria take advantage. Viruses take advantage. So don't let your guard down. If there's a vaccine out there, get it. Be safe. Don't go to work sick. And if somebody is sick at work, you leave. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams,
Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.